To you, Lord, Zulu Alpha Golf. To you, Lord, keep working.
NHLJN mobile monitoring.
W5JDR mobile.
I want to bring up the stadium chestnut that we do every Sunday night. KBSWR. KB8FWR VHF net is connected. Network is connected. Max, KBSWR.
All right, good afternoon, Jeff. KVHF SWR, back here in the log, and thank you for hooking up to VHF.
That's it.
November. Standing by. Let's see if that's in the RPRP map.
Cat Control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec will be in and out.
Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, thank you in and out. Sir, thanks for the second answer. Any other stations for the clear, please call. Before we begin, we do have a great Delta after November, standing by Michigan Section ARP. November, next control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Following Service Climate. This time meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern on an air frequency of 39832 kHz. Now, alternate frequencies of 5346, maximum 5 and 7 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link if you reach previously in Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echo, but will be received online. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning North Carolina, Michigan, including areas, MTS, and Skyline. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from your group. From the pre-NAC group, I have the following stations listed. CDE, RHP, WBH, TQV, KA, JDB, NH, WRO, KB8, SWR, and KE4, ZYQ. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 8 with the Uniform Officer. Kilo Echo 8 with the Uniform Officer.
Kilo Echo 8 with the Uniform Officer. I have you in the log, sir. Next station. Are there any relays? All right, hearing none, we'll start it here. Just a couple of quick notes. I said we had a pretty good turnout for the set yesterday. Thanks for those who came out to play and all over the state. We got the final reports in. I think there were just over a couple dozen that were turned in, and we'll be going through those in the next couple of days during the scoring. Please don't ask, I'll get them out within the next week, I think, to get them in the court. So I'd like to be able to get the results out in time for the work group meeting on Thursday. Which here's the other items on my to-do list here, or things I was going to talk about. So to say, work group meets on Thursday, and this being October, it's an afternoon meeting. So with that, we'll go ahead and we'll move our way down the list. First up, we have KB8, RHCB, followed by WDHTCZ. Mr. Brett, how are things down in District 5?
Good afternoon, Max. Thanks for running the net. Things in District 5 are, they seem okay. I did have an EC meeting, or a District 5 EC meeting past week on Monday. I had a pretty good attendance, and I was going to send you some notes on that, but I just haven't got to it because we've been out. My wife and I have traveled since Wednesday, so I'll put those together and get them sent up to you. But other than that, not too much been going on, really. We've had a couple events, like just supporting some races and that type of thing. Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, some of those counties. But other than that, been pretty quiet. Siren test for Calhoun County this Saturday. Waiting to get the results from that so I can get those reported. Been pretty quiet. Had this trip planned for, we went up to Wilderness State Park this last 5 days, so wasn't able to participate in the set, so I'm hoping I'll be able to put together a good group and some good effort towards that. So that's all I got, Max. I'll give it back to you. Thanks for running that. This is Peter HP.
All right, KB8RHP, KB8DM, Michigan Section ERPR, CNET. Well, just glad to have you back, and thanks for putting a meeting together with the district. But also, thank you for loaning out the Allegan County guys. We had two of the folks from there, James and Randy, came in, and Randy actually got some stuff lined up on his tennis court finally with in the RPOC yesterday. Good to have a couple extra hands on that. Chief Plug, if anybody's interested in coming into the FCOC to volunteer, drop me a note, and I'll be putting a note out shortly through the DEC, looking for folks interested in participating in there. Next, let's go up north to WDATCZ, and then we'll go back south to AHABD. Mr. Knight, how are things up in Roger City?
KADON out of Michigan ARPUC, that's WVTQZ in Roger City, where things are for the most part today very summer-like, very pleasant. We're in between the EMs up here. Our last one resigned to take a position with, I believe, Montmorency County. Last I heard in the local paper, Presque Isle County is talking to Alpena about sharing one, somewhat similar to what they do in Sheboygan, Charlevoix, and Emmett. No word on the progress of that yet. Nothing doing on the SCT front. My availability going into it was somewhat in question. Turned out it would not have been an issue, but you don't know that until the last minute. And I've consistently over the years had a hard time drawing a cut, so we'll let that one go by. On the NTS front, MaxNet is still in existence, believe it or not, still functioning, sort of. 7233 most days at 11 o'clock local time, if adjustments are necessary due to propagation or other activity on the band, we will announce that on the reflector. And for that net, I also, because I have the ability to do it, transmit it simultaneously on 60 meters floor when that's open, which is most days, just in case propagation is not favorable on 40. It does pretty well on 60 that time of day. MITN is doing all right at 39.53, 7 o'clock in the evening. Participation and traffic numbers are down on both, but we're still there, and we're still hoping for better days ahead. That's about it from here. Back to you, WBTQZ.
Okay,
Well, thank you, Mike. WDATTV, KEATM, Michigan Connection, out here on Phoenix. Nice to hear things are going well up there. Hopefully you'll have an EEM in the office there soon to work with and get the thing flown back in the office. No problem on not being able to participate in the set this year. Things happen, and you never know, as you said, until the last minute sometimes, whether you can pull it together or not, or whether you're going to have the capacity or the time to be able to do it. That's just the way it happens sometimes. Let's see, we'll go next to K8KBD, followed by N8WRO. Mr. Jim, I know you played yesterday.
K-A-D-O-N in the net, this is K-J-D-B, Jim, ECRO for Washtenaw County. Yeah, it's been a busy weekend for me. We did the SET in the morning. We had three general purpose teams for the trip, one at the depot and two aid stations, and we had two hospital teams operating. So that was keeping me kind of busy there, plus the other guy in the POC of me, Mr. Bemis, was also very busy with one link and all the other steps picking up the injects there and maintaining contact with the DEC, John. So it was fun. We enjoyed it. People seemed to have a good time. And other than that, we had shut down a little early, unfortunately, because we also had a siren test. Last of those of the years that we made it through all of the sirens at least once in the county, it wasn't like 90-some of them. And that's always good. Every year we find a few that are not functional, so we keep those up to date, and that's one of the things that the EM man really focuses on making sure that we have all those sirens going and as many of them as possible, which is always good. And then, of course, this morning I cranked out at 6:30, drive for about an hour to do a course for a completely unrelated hobby of mine. Got back about 3, so it's been a real busy weekend for me, and I'm looking for a little downtime. I'm technically retired, so, you know, whatever. Anyway, it's good for me to stay busy and keep plenty of irons in the fire and lots of different kinds of things going on. Anyway, thanks, Max, for running the FET there. Enjoyed it. Thanks for running the net tonight. So with that, back to you. This is 208 Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, Jim, KAJDD, KEAT1, Michigan Section, AIP, Alcina. Well, as I said yesterday during the hot wash, and I usually say it once or twice while we're planning these things and announcing it, the credit goes to the guys who put the plan together for it. So I think we'll call the meeting hats off to Randy Williams, Matt McCormick, most, I think almost all the DEC participated. We had Grant Harris on UT, Bob Turner, he's also off in UT. We were first playing around in this. Mr. Speaker of Oakland District 6 as well was part of the planning team. So a lot of hands got in to come up with some great ideas for it. And, do appreciate their creativity in helping put it together, and so glad it was fun for you. Before we go further down the roster here, I'm going to take a standby. Let's take a standby and see if there's anybody who would like to join the Michigan Section of the CNET. So, please call now.
Whiskey Bravo 8 to Tango Kilo Luna.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
Hey there, Dan. KB9, I'm here. I also got you in there as well. Next station, please. Are there any relays? Any other stations, please call now.
Not sure if you got me, Max. Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot.
I did not. We may have doubled on each other there. Got you in the log now, Ron. All right. One last call. Anybody else before we continue? Okay, we'll move along then, and let's see, next up we did have NAWRO to be followed by TB8SWR. Mike, you're up for comments, sir. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, you're up for comments, sir.
Yes, thank you, Max. The name here is Tim, Tango India Mike. I'm part of the Macomb County group. Dave's our EOC, and I'm one of their AECs. We had a really good set deployment this time. We had 27 deployed in the field, and as opposed to 13 last spring. And we appreciate the curveball you sent us that DMR was down. We were able to use DMR Event 1 for our dispatch channel. It was just a good set. We were able to use our county EOC for, as far as I know, the first time, or at least in a long time. And just like to touch base on the postcard project again, total of 80 cards out, and that's since September 1st. Because of that project, we've had recently 5 new members since September 1st. The postcard project's been going on since July. And I just like to, before I give it back, a shout out to, I believe, our net controller for the set, KE8WUO, John, is in your lineup, and he did an outstanding job. With that, I'd like to send it back to you. N8WRO, Macomb County, back to net.
All right, NAWRO, KUDLM, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Apologies on botching the name there. I heard Mike and you were spelling him, and that's what I wrote down. So, sounds like you guys had a great test. Wow, that's quite a step up in the turnout for your team, and that's wonderful to hear. And also nice to hear the continued progress on the postcard topic. I hope that continues to go well for you all. We're going to hear all about net control activities from Mr. John in just a couple moments. First, we'll go to TBE-SWR, and then we will be followed by TBE-WUO. Let's see, Jack, how are things going?
Not too bad, Max, and everybody in the net. Not sure why people were saying DMR was down, because it wasn't. The statewide one is not dedicated to the FDOC, so you really got to sign up to the email list and so you keep abreast of what's going on in DMR, because they're having the event channels and whatnot. So pretty important you go to mi5.tc and sign up to the remailer group. Didn't participate much in at all, pretty much, in the FET. Was busy cleaning out a silent fuse resident WAYUC that passed away 2 weeks ago. So. Had other obligations to get taken care of, but did supply some support to what was going on. I'm glad it worked out. Would have hoped we had more participation across the network from the UP, but that's a work in progress. So back to you, KBS up here.
All right, Jeff, thank you for your comments. KB8SWR, KE8DON, Michigan Section ARPRC. Yes, we made an assumption, which is not a safe thing to do, that statewide one would be available. We know it's not allocated permanently, and there's two statewide channels. And anyway, we were able to get things straightened around and made a note for going forward. It's something we were after action report in some writing. Which will be with us to ensure that we've got a channel reserved before, or a talk group reserved before we go in. Let's see next. We go to KEA-WUO, and then to be followed by WBATKO. Mr. John, you got kudos there for running the net yesterday. Tell us all about it.
Well, thank you, Net Control. This is KEA-WUO. Settling grade,
You have a lot of great minds on the leadership team. A lot of awesome members. You definitely got a pretty good group. Net Control was a lot of fun. It was my first time doing it for a set. I really enjoyed it. I couldn't really complain. And just happy to be here. So I'll pass it on back to Net Control. This is KEAWUL.
All right, KEAWUL, KEAGLN, Michigan Section, the LPSC Net. Well, thank you for checking in today, and please come on back again. We're here every week at 5 o'clock, and it sounds like you had a lot of fun, and it's always good, sooner or later, it's going to be the first time to do something like that, and you survived it and actually thrived a bit. So that's good news for you. Good job. We go next to WBA TKL to be followed by KD9IAR. Mr. J, how are you doing?
KCADLN and the Michigan ARPLC net. This is Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Luna, J in Ypsilanti, Washtenaw County. Well, we made the effort to go and clean off the desk, find all the various antenna feed cables, and we had 5 rigs, 7 receivers, including 2 DMR channels going at once. We were able to keep tabs on all the goings-on in Monroe, Washtenaw, and Wayne County, and signed on to each of their nets and acted as a liaison station between them all. So any traffic needed to go between them, I was standing in to go and take care of that. We were also standing by for any NTS traffic that needed to go to the Michigan traffic net or to the Southeast Michigan traffic net or just between counties. So that was also a function we were trying to provide. And about a month ago, we got the 146.74 repeater back on online with the Motorola MTR 2000 and hooked up via AllStar that's linked in with the IRA network, the Independent Repeater Association. The 7.4 sits on some of the highest ground in the county, and it's on a 200-foot tower, so it has almost, not quite, quadrant coverage. So that would be something that the EOC can reach, and it covers everything from Lansing to Toledo and Detroit out to almost to Battle Creek. So it's got an enormous footprint, and it can be split off quite easily from the IRA and made a standalone independent repeater on command. So I think you were in the email that I sent about what those commands were. And the machine is capable of moving any, if you wanted to do VARA FM or MT63 or heck, even radio teletype, it'll pass those with no problem whatsoever. So we were standing by on that and making frequent announcements. If anybody had NTS traffic, we were willing to pick it up. So that's busy. It was a little congested with so many radios going at once, but you picked and choose which one was the most important at that time, and kept notes in columns on a clipboard, so I knew at what time what was going on and what nets, and if there was any interaction between the counties, I could step in and help out. So it was an enjoyable day, but had a lot of fun. WBA, TKL, back to that.
All right, WBA, TKL, KEAGLN, Michigan Section, ARPS, CNET. Wow, it does sound like you had a lot of fun yesterday. I'm not sure there's the radios and everything as you were playing around in there and participating in the set. So good stuff, and sounds quite diverse. Let's go to next to KD9IAR to be followed by KC8YDS. Mr. Dan, how's things going?
Good evening, Joe. Here we did our march on the air station at full Custer today. Weather was perfect. Had 290 contacts in about 4 hours we were set up. There's not much else going on here. Back to Net Control, KEADLN, KD9IAR.
Okay, KD9IAR, thank you for checking in, and we appreciate your comments. Sounds like you had a nice session going on there today as well. All right, that brings us to KC8
58YBF, which will bring us to the bottom of the roster for the moment. So, Mr. Rod, how are things in Saginaw?
Good evening, Max. Everyone on the net tonight. This is Rod, KC8YVF, DC for Saginaw County. We participated in the FDT yesterday. Had a good turnout. We had six operators that were operational from the field. We worked from our 911 communication center, from one of our local hospital emergency rooms, and also set up a remote shelter for our simulation that we had. We also had participation, good participation, from the field for net check-ins for this. Had 15 operators check in to the net. We were able to contact several other surrounding counties on their repeaters, so that was good. Our Winlink operations worked as expected. Everything was up and functioning, so that worked well. We passed many Winlink messages back and forth between the different locations. Everybody checked in and checked out as required and got back home and in safe and sound, so that was good. And everything turned out well. Everybody had a good time, so it was an enjoyable Saturday. It's KC8YVF, back to net.
All right, KC8YVF, KC8YVF, misconception here at the CNET. Yeah, it sounds like that. Your set was one of the more interesting scenarios there with the train tractor. I mean, you come to that hospital, and it actually is the real thing. So that was a pretty neat setup overall. Good job on coming up with that exercise. All right, we are at the bottom of the roster. Let me place a call out here and see if there's anybody else who would like to join the Michigan Section ARP CNET. If so, please call now.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec with a comment. Originally didn't do. KE4ZYQ, original comment.
All right, KE4ZYQ. I'm like to change you from in and out to here. And so you're up to comment, sir.
Yeah, Net Control, this is KE4ZYQ. I just want to say congratulations to all that participated in the Macomb County exercise Saturday. And they did a great job. And I started at 7 in the morning with a backup power supply for my base unit and attic antenna. And then I had a few HTs that I could program to several different frequencies if needed, and GMRS with the local repeater if it was to be operable. So it's nice to have the backup batteries and exercise them and practice with them and get prepared, as we all know. And just wanted to throw that out for exercise purposes, and good time to do that at least once or twice a month, even without a official exercise scenario. So back to net, and thanks for all you do from KE4ZYQ.
Well, all right, KU4ZYQ, glad you were able to participate in that, man. You're in the site yesterday, sounds like you had an interesting setup there. So good test, as you say, for 3 hours to test that out, but it was not an exercise. This is KU8ZON, this concession here at PRCNET. Make one more call and see if there's anybody else to join them after 4 o'clock. So please call now. Alright, hearing none, we'll go ahead and close this session of the net. Looks like it'll be 27 minutes. We had a total of 11 check-ins. And so thank you very much for joining. This is Kilo, well, I can't talk anymore, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Center. And this frequency is a normal answer you. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, closing this session.
Thanks for running on that, Max. Keep it up for here.
Thank you for the remote, sir. Can you do a 7?
KBS WR, KB8SWR, NAWRO, quick comment.
Go ahead. Sounds like Mike dropping that. HF, thanks, Mike. Go ahead to your comment.
Jeff, I just want to let you know that DMR outage alleged that was simulated only. Event one worked flawlessly for Macomb County, and we really appreciate that. Just simulated, that's all it was, a little curveball for the team. We appreciate your help. NAWRO.
Yeah, no problem. Figured because they pushed them, to stay white too, which is probably better to have SCOC on stay white too anyways, because it opens up the event channel. So sounds good, glad you can utilize it and make use of it. KBNSWR.
NAWRO, clear.
Drop the lights here. Between VHF and UHF. Give me the here.
Good job, fellas. From KE4ZYQ.
KF8CLL, monitoring. This is KF8CLL Kilo Foxtrot 8 Charlie Lima Lima. I did not get a copy on that. I heard part of my call. You've got a really bad connection to the local repeater that's closest to you, or whichever one you're using. If you want to bump up the power or something like that, I'm not sure what's going on. I can't really hear you very clearly, but it's just a lot of crackles. KF8CLL, back to you.
KF8CLL, are you picking me up any better now?
A lot better this time.
Gotcha, I just heard you throw out your call sign and figured I'd say hi, and I haven't heard that one too much lately, or maybe I missed it, but just figured I'd say hi. This is KEHWUO.
This is KF8CLL. Yeah, I'm currently walking in Lansing right now through a park, and I'm in South Lansing. I think I'm on high power connected to the KV8LCY right now here in Lansing, which is, you know, part of the W8CMN link system. And I'm just walking around here, and it's a bunch of people, so I missed your call. I heard one of the letters, but I forgot. I can't hear over the other people. I'm walking out of here now, but you just throwing your call again?
Yeah, this is KEHWUO. That's Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Uniform Oscar. But yeah, it's just returning your call. I heard you put out a call sign and figured I'd say hi. I'm out walking the dogs now, so we're both outside and enjoying the outdoors, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's kind of hot out here still. It was hot out earlier, but I had a dress shirt on, over the shirt I'm wearing now. I had to take that off. And the funny thing is it's a breathable dress shirt, too. And it's not, like, dark color, so. But even in the sunlight, it was just blazing hot. The wind feels a lot better now. It's picked up a little bit since I was last out here earlier today.
Yeah, I agree. It's picking up and quite windy over here. I'm in Wade Township, Michigan, which is kind of north-southeast Michigan, if that makes sense. But I'm near a park called Walcott Mill, and there's some equestrian trails out here, and the dogs love it. I made the mistake of wearing all black today, and I'm paying for it now. But luckily, my one dog is getting older, and he seems just content to lay down everywhere. He's been taking it easy on me today, and we're in the shade now. So, but I'll send it back over to you, K E ATLL, I think it was.
Yep, that's right. KF8CLL, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Charlie, Lima, Lima.
All right. Well, you have a good rest of your day out there. I will be here and monitoring. I just didn't want to leave you hanging out there. This is KE8WUO, and I'll be clear and fine.
This is KF8CLL. I'll say 73 to you as well. Thanks for picking up on my call. And I'll log you down on QRZ, I guess, if I... I don't know exactly what time. I'll just go with 5:40. It's about when I started. So, anyway, yeah, thanks for picking up my call, and say 73 to you, and I'll be going clear.
KE8WUO, KE8WUO, N8WRO.
This is KE8WUO. Go ahead, Tim.
Can't talk tonight. I couldn't even say your call sign. I don't know why. Hey, John, thanks for checking into the StakeNet. That was awesome. I recognized the call right away, even though it's kind of hard for me to listen on the VHF link, but that was great. We technically had three Macomb County D2s there, District 2, Macomb, three of us were there. So if we include Joe there, so that's great. Appreciate it. Hope the walk with the dogs goes good. And thanks for all your help again. And turn it over to you.
Yeah, that was no problem. It was fun. I was, walking with the dogs, and I heard all this traffic, and it was all for staticky, and I was like, I'm probably going to turn this down. And then I heard ARPFT. I said, oh, okay, well, I'll turn this up. and I checked it out, and it turned out to be quite interesting. I kind of wasn't sure what I should say for my first time out there after yesterday, but after hearing some more of the status reports, I wish I... it was a little more long-winded, but it was a good net. It was the first time I heard it, so I'll have to keep that in mind. Sundays at 5.
Yeah, that's correct. It's the Sunday night net, and Jeff and other people at Central Michigan are able to multicast it on VHF, UHF. It's also on the Mount Clemens UMP. And they, of course, isolate it and just for the net, just like they do us. But the technology to flip HF over to VHF, UHF, that's interesting for me. That's why it sounds like it's like no squelch, because it's just HF coming over. But I wasn't sure if you were on HF, but you sounded good. I didn't realize you were actually out in the field with, walking the dogs. And so you still sounded good, and I appreciate you coming back. If you ever don't want to say anything, apparently they do allow you just checking in, like in and out, and then in that case they won't come back. If you don't do in and out, they will come back to you for a comment, and what you did is just fine. So it's just like to keep a comb out there, that's all. Over to you.
Yeah, no, it was just kind of interesting to hear everybody talk, and I didn't really have a whole lot to contribute right off the bat, but maybe I did. I don't know. It's all an eye to the beholder. But yeah, it was fun. It was interesting. I definitely got the emergency management, tickle this weekend, and seeing ComTech and all that. It was pretty cool. So. I enjoy all of it, and it's kind of, like I said, just glad to be here.
I did wanted to, and I don't know if you heard me at the end there, once he was in the process of disconnecting, I clarified with Jeff from Central Michigan that we didn't have an actual DMR failure. The DMR worked fine. Event 1 was flawless as far as I was concerned. but we had a simulated DMR outage, so we couldn't use it anymore, but yeah, it all worked well. John, you're on the walk. I'm not going to keep you. I just wanted to shout out and say thanks for that. And with that, N8WRO, after you, sir. We'll talk again tomorrow, probably.
Well, yeah, I definitely appreciate the QSO. It's always nice to hear the call signs going out there and to get to use these fancy radios of ours. So always appreciate it. And, yeah, any look forward to talking to you tomorrow. And we shall talk soon. I'll leave it there for now, but no worries. We're just sitting in the shade. But for now, this is KE8WUO.
KF8BLX for the question.
N8WRO, Macomb County. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I've been listening to you guys here and on the DMR channels, and I'm actually on the list for the Michigan statewide channels, but just a question, if anybody's got any experience with the Motorola, I'm having a real issue with the Moto Turbo 16 and it not recognizing the radio on Windows 11. Just wondering if anybody had any insights, tips, tricks, or anything like that. KF8BLX.
Hey, John, if you're still on frequency, you're one of our Motorola guys. Would you maybe be able to help? KF8BLX. N8WRO, over to you, John.
Yes. But I haven't seen, you know, I didn't get an aftermarket one. I have an authentic Motorola one, so I can't really explain on experience that way or whatever, but that's probably all I could really assume. You could also try uninstalling and reinstalling GPS, but I'd be curious to know what you're using for a programming table.
Yeah, you guys doubled there, so I didn't hear the very first part of it, but I think I get the gist of it. I am using a authentic Motorola cable, and it worked fine on Windows 10. But I got a new laptop, and it's Windows 11, of course, and I just cannot get it. I've tried uninstalling drivers, reinstalling drivers, uninstalling CPS, reinstalling CPS. I got it to connect to it one time, just long enough for it to read, and then after I got done fixing my code plug and went to rewrite it, it was gone again, and I haven't gotten it to connect since. So I just didn't know if there was a trick to Windows 11 or anything like that, running it in, you know, like a compatibility mode, or if there's different drivers out there that I'm not finding. Back to you, KF8BLX.
Comment?
Go ahead with the comment.
Hey, this is NT0Y over in the Lansing area, just moving along. I've had all kinds of experience with, now not specifically with that Motorola, but I've had all kinds of experience with a lot of these cables work perfectly in Windows 10. They don't work in Windows 11. And usually the issue is they have kind of an old USB to serial interface chip in them. And you can get it working. You just have to download very specific, very hacked up third-party drivers. I don't know if that's the case with the Motorola cable, but if it shows up as a prolific USB to serial adapter, that's usually the issue with that, if that is the problem.
Yeah, this is an issue that I've actually seen on forums lately, especially related to like DigiRig and things like that, is a lot of users are reporting issues with their cables, so I don't think this is anything specifically Motorola related. My guess is it's just Windows 10, 11 related and getting the appropriate drivers. And maybe a little bit of patience while we figure it out, but this is something I've definitely seen, so I would do some research and see what you can find out, because I don't, like I said, I think it's kind of a generic problem with all USB-style cables, but I could be wrong, but maybe your programming cable is going bad, too. Maybe try that. But that's all I got. This is KEA-WUO. I'll send it over to you.
All right there. Well, I appreciate the info there. Like I said, just didn't know if it was something I was missing or what the deal was, but obviously if it's an issue, it's an issue. But I do appreciate all the insight there, guys. As far as the prolific cables, I can get those to work fine. Those work like a dream. It's just for some reason this Motorola one just doesn't want to play nice with it. But I will keep searching and keep looking and maybe, like you said, give it be a little patient and give it some time and see if it's something that either Windows or Motorola comes up with a fix for. So like I said before, thanks guys for everything. You guys have a wonderful rest of your evenings here. I'm going to go back on the side and listen some more here. KF8BLX, and I'm clear on your final.
Well, best of luck to you, and I hope you get that figured out. I will pass it off to the other gentleman that contributed also. And then also Tim, this is KE8WUO.
Just thought maybe I'd be helpful. NT0Y,
Well, thanks, John, for helping out. That's Moto stuff is out of my wheelhouse, but I knew you have experience with it, so it's good to just throw out what you got. Appreciate it, guys. I'm going to clear as well. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Richmond, North Macomb, standing by. Actually, I'm going to statewide one, I think. N8WRO, out.
NA8HST monitoring, performing a signal check. Testing, testing, NA8HST. Anyone get a copy on me?
I got a copy on you. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Golf Whiskey.
Good evening, sir. How copy? Am I coming through nice and clear for you?
Yes, you are. Loud and proud.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. I'm going to be getting off now because I got to get home and get home for dinner. Thank you for getting me back up. NHST-73.
Copy that, copy that. No problem, no problem. Have a good night. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Golf Whiskey.
KF8CLL, monitoring.